Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
Pirates!
Just remember...
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Avast ye mateys. Welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool. Shane is out sick tonight, so we're rebroadcasting one of our favorites, the very special Columbus Day episode. So hoist the Jolly Roger, and batten down the hatches, as we travel back in time.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of ram.
It's a very special holiday, Columbus Day, so we're going to talk about ways we can celebrate that. Columbus Day, of course, is a U.S. holiday that commemorates Christopher Columbus's voyage from Spain to the, quote, New World. This is commonly misdescribed by people, especially here in the U.S., as Columbus having, quote, discovered America, when in fact, A, Columbus didn't discover anything, and B, he landed in the Bahamas, and then what's now Cuba, and then the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Haiti, which is where the first settlement of Columbus's crew, were the first place they established a settlement, which they did. They picked that particular location because his flagship, Santa Maria, ran aground and sank off the coast of Haiti. So they thought, hey, this looks like a good place to set up a settlement. So even after they had been there for a while, even after he made multiple trips back and forth, but Columbus maintained that the lands that he visited were actually part of East Asia. And he thought this, or professed this at least, even long after evidence to the contrary had been presented. So he was totally wrong about the distance to Asia. He got lost, and he never admitted his mistakes. Plus, on top of all that, he was a brutal tyrant of a colonial governor. He sent more slaves back across the Atlantic than any other individual. He and his crew engaged in the sex slavery of indigenous people. They brought a bunch of diseases to the continent, you know, so they're responsible for genocide. And after all this, he is still celebrated as a national hero here in the United States, a land he never actually set foot on. So, all that rant out of the way, to commemorate this man who discovered land that had long been inhabited, and in honor of our ridiculous insistence on giving him a federal holiday this coming Monday, I have a very, very special theme picked for today, and that is, of course, pirates. That's right. Today, we're playing all songs about pirates. So we'll hear lots of songs about thievery, murder, deception, kidnapping, and, of course, sailing. Plus, lots of swear words, way more than usual, so get ready for that. So why don't you go get your pet parrot, bring him into the room, shine up your hook hand, sit back, pour yourself a nice snifter of rum, and enjoy the show. First song on the list today. This one, we're going to kick things off here with a pop song from 1980. It's off of the Kings of the Wild Frontier album. That is Adam and the Ants with the song Jolly Roger, here on Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Days old when ships were old, just like the men who sailed them. And if they showed us disrespect, we'd tie them up and fail them.
often men melodic and often men of steel. They'd make you up the plank alone or haul you around the keel.
fishing. It was on the good ship Maine, that's by gosh you should have seen us. The figurehead was a whore in bed and a monster of Edmund Queen. As the captain of this lager, he was a dirty bugger. He wasn't fit to shovel ship from one place to another.
Friggin' in the rigging.
His name was Morgan, by Christ he had a garden. 10 times a day sweet tuned his play on his fucking organ. The first mate's name was Cooper, by Christ he was a trooper. He jerked and jerked until he worked himself into a stupor.
Bring it in the rigging, bring it in the rigging. Roll out your way, there was fuck all us to do.
Hold on, give it some water.
the pirates of the heart. We ride upon the open sea. We find the fuckers where they are. And then we bring them to their knees. We show them transcripts from the record, detailing each indignity. We hurt their feelings. We hurt their feelings, and we help them bleed. If you wanna save him, this lover we all hate, we're gonna give you one last stinking chance to break it off for heaven's sake. We'll give you until tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and you'd better not be late. Your lover is the devil, and the devil doesn't wait.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was our first set of pirate music. I hope you enjoyed it. And just got some smoothed out, sweet background music here. Get you all in the mood. Some real pirate music. I'm talking about really relaxed pirates, like really chilled out pirates. The best kind of pirate. And let's go over what we just heard. Started out that set with Adam and the Ants doing Jolly Roger. And then Nick Cave with Fire Down Below. I was followed by the Beastie Boys with Rhymin' and Stealin', and they actually, in the lyrics, make a reference to the song that came right after that, which is the Sex Pistols with Friggin' in the Riggin', which is actually a very old, very vulgar song that's gone through a lot of versions over the years. It's also known as the Good Ship Venus. And you can, if you want to see another version of that song with more enunciated, super vulgar lyrics, you can check out the Loudon Wainwright III version of The Good Ship Venus. And actually, that Sex Pistols version, it's from the soundtrack to The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, and it was recorded after Johnny Rotten left the band, so that is sans Mr. Rotten on that, but I still think it's a pretty good song, and it certainly fits the theme.
Let's hear another set of pirate-themed music, starting with the band Crooked Still and their version of the song, Golden Vanity.
Destroys the captain and the clerk. pick you up. The captain in reply, shoot you, drag you, sink you inside, sinking in the lonesome, in the lonesome lonesome, sinking in the lonesome sea, sinking in the lonesome, and lonesome lonesome, sinking in the lonesome
gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, Mr. George Harrison sings.
Mm-hmm. pirate's life for me. All my friends are pirates and the same the BBC. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. So get out of your skull and crossbones and I'll run it up your mast.
Must remember not to scratch his toes. Captain Hook must watch out and never pick his nose. Captain Hook must be gentle when he shakes your hand. And Captain Hook must be careful opening sardine cans and playing tag, pouring tea, turning pages of a book. Lots of folks I'm glad I'm not, but mostly Captain Hook.
You see this motherfucker?
Blessings, blessings, my man. I see elephants house on the bow of a sailing lady, docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the Basque got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaína. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil you spill that BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. I don't even like Washington's in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docked in front of her man's picking cotton. Silk and fleeces, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven, yachting, Ocean 11.
Elephant's house on the bow of a sailing lady, docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the Basque got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. My blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on mopeds, spilling opus. Welcome to the magnum opus, the Magna Carta. The best son Arthur decoded, yeah. On a holiday playing strange fruit. I'ma make it to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the border. Swoosh, and that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepherd's Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, so dope. The trouble orders.
been tossed on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it. Fuck it. Because it's water.
Put me on my own, not a penny in my pockets, 10,000 miles from home, and that's a mighty long way from home. I was shanghaied in old Hong Kong. I was shanghaied, I was all alone. I was shanghaied, I wanna get back home. Back to the Gold Coast shore, back to the Gold Coast shore. Well, I worked for my grub on an old Dutch tub, and I wound up in L.A., where a pretty little girl took me on a whirl. And when I woke up next day, when I woke up next day, I was shanghaied for the rest of my life. I was shanghaied, but that's all right. I was shanghaied, I got a pretty little wife, and I'm never leaving home no more. I'm never leaving home no more.
Hello, everybody. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 20, which is all about pirates and the sea. And I'm going to recap the songs. I'm going to start off, though, with the one that we just heard. Because, you know, there's a lot of not good things about that song. I feel like if an instrumental riff can be racist, then that one definitely is. But I included it. That was Mel Tillis with Shanghaied, a song that more than one person recorded. And it's a dumb song, and it's kind of racist, and it's got all these problems with it. But we are talking about Columbus Day, after all, so maybe it's in the theme. But I included it just because I only recently learned what specifically that means. Because I feel like it's a term that I had heard sort of vaguely before. But anyway, getting shanghaied is something that would happen where someone needed to get a crew together for a ship. Maybe they were a pirate. Or maybe they were... what's that word? Call in if you know the word I'm trying to think of. No, privateer. That's what word I was trying to think of. And they were trying to get a ship together, get a crew for their ship. And they would trick people into being crew members, basically. So if you were out at a bar, they might come along and buy you a whole bunch of drinks, and maybe they would knock you out, like poison you or something. One way or another, you would be unconscious and being dragged onto a ship, where you would then wake up at sea, and now you're in the crew. And that's what being shanghaied is. So that song is very problematic, especially since in the end he's shanghaied into marriage, which that's not good. But the problems with that song aside, I thought it'd be interesting to include. What did we start that set with? We heard Crooked Still with The Golden Vanity, which is a more modern arrangement, I guess, of an old sea song. What did we hear after that? We heard The Whiskey Boys from Boston, Massachusetts, with the song Dead or Damned, a great revenge at sea, very dramatic song. And after that was George Harrison with an appearance that was taken from an appearance on Rutland Weekend TV, which was Eric Idle of Monty Python, along with Neil Innes, who is a frequent Monty Python collaborator. That's where the Ruddles came from, if you're familiar with that parody of the Beatles. But it's a weird, weird thing, but it's George Harrison's thing about being a pirate. You can find the clip of that online. And then after that was Shel Silverstein with Captain Hook. We mentioned Shel Silverstein in episode 18 in our discussion of comic books and with my friend Sam Ferry. That was a great episode. Check that one out. Shel Silverstein, followed by Jay-Z. When have you ever heard that before? Jay-Z featuring Frank Ocean with the song Oceans. That song I included because it's kind of about being at sea, but also he makes a reference to Christopher Columbus in there. He's anti-Santa Maria. The only Christopher he acknowledges is Wallace. And then the Beach Boys with Sail on Sailor. I love that song. That's one of my favorite Beach Boys songs. It's off the Holland album, which I feel like not a lot of people maybe pay attention to, but also it's the rare big Beach Boys song, one of my favorites, and it's got Blondie Chaplin on lead vocals, who had just joined the band at that point. So I'm going to wrap up my discussion here of pirates. How do I want to tie that up? Well, I'll give you the obligatory yar. There, that's out of the way. Thank God. Yeah, pirates are good. It's a good topic for songs, I think. A lot to mine there. I hope that hope you agree. We heard a bunch of different sides of pirates and sailing. And if there are any pirate songs that I left out, please let me know. I'm going to end with a song about Columbus Day. I hope you have a great Columbus Day. If you have Monday off, I hope that you celebrate that totally bullshit holiday by doing something in your own way to fight imperialism or to, you know, maybe fight against some of the misinformation about Columbus out there. Maybe talk to your friends about how shitty Columbus was. Maybe I like to read Howard Zinn's Columbus, the Indians, and Human Progress chapter. It's a good read on Columbus Day. So I'll finish up this show today by wishing you all a happy Indigenous Peoples Day. And we're going to end with an anti-Columbus song here for you. This is by the rapper and activist Head Rock, the self-proclaimed mayor of DC hip-hop. Here's his song called Chris Columbus. So thank you all for listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Have a great night and have a wonderful holiday weekend. Here is Head Rock. Take care.
Chris Columbus, a man of his time, slaughtered Arawak natives, the further his kind, and they stayed of mind. And their take on the divine allowed them to be so inclined to send ships with guns, filled with men with swords, so filled with the love of the Lord that they do whatever's necessary for their position. Death is the decision when they on a mission. Death is the decision when they on a mission. What we talking about? Imperialism. Death is the decision when they on a mission. What we talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Now every second Monday in October we hold a celebration for a Western soldier who brought over a culture manifestly destined to rule and take over. Funny how in the name of Jehovah you supposed to be the landowner more so than the first holder. Ask the natives in Plymouth about the caravan next to the boulder. From what they told ya in high school about righteous conquest and brave explorers. Little revealed about the millions killed with the government quill. Try to seal up the horror. Hey, the superpowers locked in the chess match. Like cool cats, they sit back to see who is this batch. Persist that, who the tax? Promote armed attacks with gift packs plus import crack. Now tell me what you think about that. Do it sound familiar to me too, cousin, I feel ya. And all because I picked up a book, then looked and was shook by the shit these crooks done took. Chris Columbus, a man of his time, slaughtered Arawak natives, the further of his kind, and they stayed of mind. And their take on the divine allowed them to be so inclined to send ships with guns, filled with men with swords, so filled with the love of the Lord that they do whatever's necessary for their position. Death is the decision when they on a mission. Death is the decision when they on a mission. What we talking about?
Imperialism.
Death is the decision when they on a mission. What we talking about?
Yeah. Imperialism.
Hey, but not long after the shock of being enslaved, recovery efforts are made to educate the people depraved, terrorized in a way diabolical, physical, psychological, part of an economical interest, an ill-fated role in the tempest of humanity's ultimate sin fest. The obliteration of braves and a savage middle passes to a civilized way, mixed and mingled by the gringos, given new lingo plus Chris Gringo, decimated families to singles, mijo, thank God for Santo Domingo. And it's with the plantation jingle, songs of freedom, hit the drums, it's time to beat them, teach them about the bloodshed for the love of who we are.
See,
Chris Columbus, a man of his time, saw
that Arawak made is the further of its kind, and they stayed a bind. And their take on the divine allowed them to be so inclined to send ships with guns, filled with men with swords, so filled with the love of the Lord that they do whatever's necessary for their position. Death is the decision when they on a mission. Death is the decision when they on a mission. What we talking about?
Imperialism.
Death is the decision when they on a mission. What we talking about?
Imperialism.
Thanks for listening to this rebroadcast of Everybody Plays the Fool. We have a few minutes left, so here are some bonus songs. Please visit RadioFreeBrooklyn.org to support this station, and to find out about all the great shows here on RFB. Have a good night.
She knows the answer.
Majestuka.